I am the Edison phonograph, created by the great wizard of the new world to delight those who have never...
Good evening. This is Admiral.
Serve your friends the beer with that new 1952 taste. Y'all to take...
Today we present WHER, 1,000 Beautiful Watts, the story of the first all-girl radio station in the nation. WHER went on the air in Memphis, Tennessee in 1955, tucked between the post-war boom and the rise of the women's movement in the 1970s.
You're listening to Jane on your all-girl station. This is WHER, 1430 on your dial, the studios in the beautiful mid-city building, Memphis.
WHER was the brainchild of record producer Sam Phillips, the founder of Sun Records, and the man who discovered Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Howlin' Wolf, and many others. When the story of WHER first ran on NPR's All Things Considered, the producers, the Kitchen Sisters, had found 14 of the 40-some women who worked at the station over its 17-year history. They also found the station's record library, thanks to WHER announcer Becky Phillips. The music you will hear in the next hour comes from the station's album collection, preserved by Ms. Phillips for more than 40 years. Five more of WHER's disc jackets have turned up since this story first aired. Dot Fisher, one of the original station announcers, was driving home in Florida when she heard NPR introduce the WHER story. Dot pulled off the road, called member station WUSF in Tampa, and they put her on the air right then and there. We've added Dot's story and more to the expanding saga of WHER 1,000 Beautiful Watts, produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davian Nelson, with Valerie Velarde.
On October 29, 1955, Memphis was introduced for the first time to a brand new idea in radio entertainment. The city's ninth radio station at that time was to have an all-girl announcing staff. This was definitely a first for Memphis, and not only for Memphis, but for the entire nation as well.
When we signed on October the 29th, 1955, you would have thought that we had invented a whole new means of communication.
Good morning. This is WHER Radio, America's first all-girl radio station, Memphis, Tennessee. We cordially invite you to stay tuned to WHER Radio all day, every day.
The thing was, nobody knew that we were going to be all-girl. Each girl thought she was going to be the only girl on the radio station. Dottie Abbott, who I hired as general manager, I told Dottie, and she almost shouted, "I don't believe you, Sam. I know you're crazy, but you're not that crazy." You know, I mean, she was just beside herself. You were invading man's territory. I mean, you were supposed to be a guest or something if you're going to do anything as a woman on the radio.
This is WHER Radio, America's first all-girl radio station for sparkling, bright music.
I'm Becky Phillips, and I was one of the original WHER girls. At the first, Dottie Abbott was experienced. Marion Keisker was experienced, and I had been in radio. The other girls were mostly new, like Barbara Gurley and Bobby Stout and Faye Russell.
My wife, and Becky, that's how I met her in radio. We were both kids in high school. Worked part-time at a little station in Alabama, our hometown. I'm Sam Phillips, and I'd wanted a radio station all my life. Radio, to me, it's a living thing.
My name is Betty Berger. My career started in 1956 when I went to work for WHER. Sam's wife, Becky, has a beautiful radio voice. And I think Sam recognized that, thinking, well, what would that sound like? Women playing records and music and talking and saying commercials and doing the news. That's different.
There just weren't many women's voices back then. Maybe some of the radio stations would have one woman who worked there.
WREC's charming women's reporter, Kitty Kelly. We have with us in the studio one of the greatest living musicians, and I think one of the great musicians of all time, Mr. Sigmund Romberg. Good morning, Mr. Romberg.
Kitty, you are flattered. Really, I mean, you flatter me very much when you say I'm one of the greatest living composers. Of course I'm living. I love to live.
Wonderful. If you would, we'd like to know a little bit about your outlook on music in this country.
Tell me, did you ever explain to the listening audience that you have a wonderful smile, that you have blonde hair, and you have a red head on now and everything?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Because I think the people that come to our microphone are much more interesting, and especially you.
But wait a second, darling. I mean, I'm interested in you now. The smile and the wrinkle in your eyes. Tell me, Kitty, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Well, wait a second. Tell me, Kitty. How long are you in Memphis now?
Oh, all my life. But if I may say so, if you want to talk about me, I'd like to tell you of a very important part that you and your music played in my life.
Don't rush me, Kitty. How long are you in Memphis?
Well, Mr. Romberg, I've been here quite a long time.
Country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an "Oh, beg your pardon." Suddenly, I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream.
In the meantime, this is Kitty Kelly reminding you, as always, to be kind, even to people.
Marion Kiesker, she had the most beautiful radio voice. It was like velvet. She did something called Kitty Kelly.
I dreamed I was walking down the street in my slip. Well, turning from such items, we do want to introduce you now to two very charming studio guests.
I'm Dot Fisher. I was with WHER from 1955 through 1957. I was there the day it opened. I was a graduate of Memphis State University looking for a job, and Marion Kiesker interviewed me. Sam and Marion started Sun Records together. She worked there for him. I think Marion had a great deal of influence on Sam, and I think Sam had a great deal of influence on Marion. Sam did not like the way I sounded at all, but Marion did. I think she was listening for different personalities to put on the air so we wouldn't all sound exactly alike.
I think when I went down there to work for WHER, there was one lady in Memphis who worked on the air and radio. And then all of a sudden, there we were, a whole handful of us. This is Janie Joplin. It seems like every job I ever had, I had earphones on. I started out when I was very young working at the phone company. I worked in a long line of ladies sitting in a high chair. We would sit with a little plug in our hand and look for a red light, and when it came on, we'd plug in and say, "Long distance." My name at the time was Vida Jane Joplin, and Dottie said to me, "Now we've got to decide what to call you. We cannot have an announcer on the air called Vida Jane." Maybe it just sounded a little too old-fashioned. Vida Jane sounded a little too Southern, surely. You weren't supposed to sound really Southern. You just were not supposed to be drawling. You were supposed to talk radio talk, pronounce all your I and G's, and put the S's where the S's ought to be at the end of the word. I had to practice to be on the air.
When I started on the air, I was Wanda Martin. I was hired to be a DJ. So I started studying for my third class engineering license. The FCC would send men here from Washington to give the test. So I walked in, there were about 50 men in this room, and they said, "Wanda, what are you doing here? You'll never pass it." And I thought, they're probably right. I was so fearful. However, the night before, I said, "Daddy, I have studied this, but it is totally foreign to me. I have been hired to do this radio show. If I don't pass the test..." And he said, "Honey, sit down. We'll make sure you pass that test." So he went through the whole book asking me questions. He said, "You've got it aced. You know it."
There's more to the job of girl announcer than what you hear from your radio. The girls pick their own music, run their own control board, plus looking after our remote control transmitter here at our studios. We have to take and log all transmitter readings every half hour, as well as keep a program log.
It was this guy that I had read about in the paper who had started this unusual thing, never heard of before, an all-girl radio station. So I had an idea to do a shop for men only, a very uptown place where you could buy unusual things. You wouldn't have to go to New York. That was my idea in 56. I called Sam Phillips at Sun Recording Studios. I asked him for an appointment. He gave me one. A friend and I, Barbara, Miss Tennessee for the Miss Universe contest. Barbara and I put on our hats and our modeling outfits, as you looked in those days. Sam said that he didn't know anything about the retail business, but he would be glad to talk to me about coming to work for the radio station. And he would take me over to meet Dottie Abbott. He had this long blue convertible with the fish fins on the back that looked so big and long. So he had the top down, beautiful day, and we drove to WHER and introduced me to Dottie. I got the job. It was just like a fantasy world for me.
Hello, this is Barbara Gurley with Spotlight on Glamour. I was one of the first girls at WHER. I have been in some beauty contests. I won Miss Shelby County and went on to Miss Tennessee for Miss Universe. Sam had heard my voice and liked it, and he had Dottie call me. And I said, well, I know nothing about working controls, but they had so much faith in each girl. They just put me right in there. I played some music, and I gave beauty tips, and I was a receptionist, gave tours. It was a small station, 1,000 beautiful watts.
We took people that had, just like I did with Memphis Recording Service and later on Sun Records, that had no experience whatsoever. And you were in a big market at that time. Memphis, Tennessee was a big market even in the 50s.
WHBQ Times Center News from Memphis. The Mid-South.
Radio Memphis, WMPS, the station that gives you all the latest news on time, all the time.
Before I went to work for WHER, I worked for WDIA, which was the world's first black radio station. But I worked there as a copywriter. I was not an announcer. No white people as stars. They were all black.
Bless my bones. Tell you something. Let me tell you about a biscuit baptizing.
This is Donna Barlett. I remember in particular the flour ads, and I wrote the spots.
You bake your biscuit with Martha White's self-rising flour with hot rice. You baptize them in butter. Eating, you sop your way on to the promised land after the baptizing. You got it?
And the reason I went there is that I wanted to be on the air, and I knew I could never be on the air at DIA.
11 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Tonight I know the kiss we share is sweet beyond compare, but will it stand the test?
At present, temperature in Memphis right now is 70 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This is WHER Radio in Memphis, the first station in the nation to feature all-girl radio personalities, 1430 on your dial.
Time changes mountains, time changes rivers, time changes winter to spring. Time changes everything, they say. But if the thrill we feel tonight is really, really right, you'll never take your hand from mine, and our love will stand the test of time.
WHER, 1,000 beautiful watts, keyed to women, studios in beautiful Holiday Inn, 972 South 3rd Street. Hello. My name is Kimmons Wilson, and I'm founder of Holiday Inns in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. There's a boy named Sam Phillips. He's the guy that discovered Elvis and Johnny Cash and half a dozen other real big stars. He came to me. He had heard that I was a guy that would take a chance on most anything. Said, Kimmons, I got an idea. I want to build an all-girl radio station. So he told me he could get this station built and put on the air for $25,000. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the $25,000, and when we get it on the air and I get all my money back, you own half of it.
I didn't have enough funds to build it and buy the equipment and everything without it encumbering some records. I sold Elvis and signed a contract in October of 55. And we went on the air October 29.
We got a lot of pre-publicity out of that because it was an all-girl station, and we had sense enough to hire some good-looking girls. And I said, don't want to pay anything but love music. A man singing to a lady singing to a man.
It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got.
Our studios were in the third Holiday Inn that was built in the world. I wanted to be in the Holiday Inn because it was just something about it. Such a real new concept. Kimmons Wilson, the man that really revolutionized the hotel motel world. And he said, by the way, I've got a place that I think it'll just work real fine if you want to look at it. We put more radio into the smallest place. There was not one inch wasted. Well, it didn't have an inch to waste.
My forte was space planning, which I called Decor by Denise, interior design. I couldn't believe it. This little slot of a room, where we had a little tiny reception office, just itty-bitty. The sales room, my word of honor, was 42 inches wide.
The little studio had a name. It was called the Doll Den.
Oh, yes, the Doll Den. That was the one where the sales were.
It was pink and purple in very delicate colors. It was decorated and painted like a dollhouse.
Propaganda was the newsroom. Equipment was bras and panties and hose.
We had a little clothesline. They had all the little unmentionables. Just something to make a little fun thing. And people come up and they say, oh. The other stations thought we were nuts. You know, I mean, they didn't do anything even close to what we were doing.
It wasn't anything but fun. That's what it was. But now, don't take me wrong. It was serious business, too. It was a great challenge to us, and we took it seriously.
This is the Donna Bartlett Show welcoming you to another hour of easy listening music, wake up music, drive to work music, keep you company music on the all-girl station. You say you got troubles. You say your problems are getting you down.
I ain't gonna get those Sunday blues no more. I ain't gonna walk that lonesome, tear-stained floor.
We were lady disc jockeys, and we did an occasional newscast. I mean, you were queuing up a record with the right hand, and you were pushing the tape button with the left hand, and you were getting a remote to come over the telephone line. We'd go and do a remote, like the Mid-South Fair. We got a lot of attention, just because we were a bunch of women banded together. Because we were so new and different, people invited us to everything. We got invited to every party in town.
Here's a Monday morning beauty offer you simply can't afford to turn down, girls.
Music, glamour, homemaking, and news. WHER 1,000 beautiful watts.
100% human hair wiglet for just $6.66.
Dottie Abbott, she was the one that was really the heart of the radio station. She was our boss.
Dottie Abbott drove convertible all the time, so did I. We would go to Nashville to the DJ conventions. We would be the most popular gals there. We were the only two. Dottie wore black dresses. She walked around all the time with cigarette dangling in her lip and ashes all down the front of her dresses.
And she would put a cigarette between her teeth and she would tell us something. I want you girls to get out here now and sell some time. And she'd be straightening her blouse, and she had big boobs, and she would always be pulling at her girdle.
Dottie Abbott, she was a very career-oriented lady and did not have any children. Dottie never married. I don't know why, she just never married.
Some of us were married, and some weren't, and some were separated for a while.
Are you a young woman without a job or a skill? Girls between 16 and 22 are training for careers in health, clerical and food service occupations.
For most of the time that I was working at WHER, my husband and I were not living together. And I had a bunch of kids, three girls and two boys. And like on Saturday when I had to go in, I'd take them and I'd park them in the lobby and say, sit.
I had to get up real early in the morning because I did the opening show. And the reason I did that was because I had school children. I wanted to be home when they were home from school. I would never have gone to work had I not found a need that I really needed to go to work. Otherwise, I would have been content to stay at home.
No.
But I just loved helping bring home the bacon.
My name is Rena Franklin, WHER, 1956 through 1958. Mantovani came to Memphis. I remember interviewing Mantovani. I've been trying to remember, where did I hear about WHER that I called and asked for a job? I had been doing Romper Room. The show got canceled, and I was left without a job. You tried to get music that went with your time of day. Being record librarian, that was my job, was to listen to all the music. Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, June Christie. People sent us rock and roll music, of course, and we would get rid of it. And when I did the jazz program, I used Dave Brubeck's Take Five. I think at that time, there certainly wasn't any other jazz program in Memphis.
I didn't want anybody to think that we were billing this radio station to promote Sun Records. Now, believe me, I love rock and roll. I loved it then, and I love it now. But I knew the concept we had for this station, that we were not going to use any of my great rock and roll records. This is how dedicated to the feel we wanted to get in that station. There was a dearth, an absolute dearth of album music. There was so much good music on the 12-inch LP that was not being played, especially daytime radio. We were only a daytime station, sun up to sundown.
We couldn't play Sam's music. He didn't want that kind of music on the old girl radio station. We played no hillbilly music or country music.
The day I sold Elvis's contract, we signed the option papers, I went down. That was the only time that I played Sun Record, Mystery Train. I just had to be a part of it.
I think at that time we were like two separate worlds. The WHER world, which was the world of smooth music, beautiful ballads. And then there was the world of Elvis, which was Sun Records, Sam, the beginning of rock and roll.
Becky Phillips, she was the final word on what we played. She spent a lot of time listening to the new albums. She wasn't judging it for whether the song was any good or not. She was judging it for tempo and bad words. She'd say, "says damn." That means, no, you cannot play this. And she would put a note on the song itself telling us what kind of tempo we would play. Fast, slow, medium. Fast, slow, medium.
This is Nancy Wayne, W-H-E-R, 1960 through 62. I've always loved radio. I like that whole theater of imagination. And of course, our voice was what we had to sell at that time. Even though I sound scratchy and full of smoke, at the time, I had a pretty voice. I played as close to classical jazz as I was allowed to. I put together a show that was based on that very specified format and tried occasionally to slip something in.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
Carmen McRae had this song, Strange Fruit. Well, the first time I heard it, the hair on my head just stood up. So I played the song. I thought, wow, this is so good. I thought it was a song other people needed to hear.
This is WHER Radio, America's first all-girl radio station, Memphis, Tennessee.
WHER operates on its assigned frequency of 1430 kilocycles with full power of 1,000 watts as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C.